Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I am Paige Estratori with Financial Services Online, bringing you the latest news shaping Australia's financial landscape. First up, innovating fee protection creates a new safety net for schools. Australia's 360 Underwriting Solutions has taken a leap forward, offering financial resilience to independent schools with a unique insurance product known as 360 School Fee Protect. Covering unpaid fees from incidents such as job loss, accidental death, or disability, this initiative, spearheaded by Executive Director Johnny Marchant and backed by Lloyd's Syndicate 4444, brings much-needed assurance. This move aligns with 360's commitment to creative solutions and assures a stable educational environment that lets schools focus on their true mission, educating students. Meanwhile, Australia is grappling with a prolonged economic slowdown. In a downturn spanning six consecutive quarters, Australian households and the broader economy are feeling the pinch. Despite the 2.4% population growth, both household consumption and disposable income have taken a nosedive, with the Reserve Bank's interest rate hikes impacting our wallets. Stagnant spending is evident. Tax cuts are yet to spur the expected recovery, and the forecasted economic uplift remains elusive, with antipodean macro reinforcing the fragility of our economy. Now let's move on to the positive impact of professional financial advice in a time of economic stress. A recent review by the Financial Advice Association Australia emphasizes the significant benefits of expert guidance. Their Value of Advice Index points to a rise in financial satisfaction among clients of financial advisors compared to those who go it alone. With higher living costs, advised clients report lower stress levels and more peace of mind, demonstrating that financial advisors play a key role in promoting both financial well-being and overall health. On another note, major Australian banks have been held accountable for high fees charged on low-income accounts. As a result of an ASIC investigation, banks are refunding $28 million in excessive fees to nearly 2 million Australians. Banks including ANZ, Commonwealth Bank, and Westpac have been spotlighted for charging exorbitant fees. ASIC Commissioner Alan Kirkland emphasizes the need for reforms to prevent future banking equities and put consumer welfare first. This concludes today's Daily Financial Services News Wrap on October 10, 2024. For more updates on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I am Paige Estratori with Financial Services Online. Stay informed, stay on top.